Welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Infant Practice Guide, Baby's First Games. Familiar and made-up lap games will introduce your infant to the wonderful world of playful interactions with others. They will also teach your little one how to play with others as he grows and becomes more social. This is what the practice looks like. Lap games are back and forth, your turn, my turn play between you and your child. They are silly sayings and short rhymes. You do something, then your child does something. You and your child go back and forth playing a game. Doing the practice. Here are just two of many lap games that are sure to delight your child. Notice that they include both words and movement. You can also search the web using the term parent-infant lap games to find more fun games to play with your baby. Most babies like peekaboo. Cover your face with your hands, a blanket, even your baby's feet, and say, "Where is William?" Then uncover your face and say, "Peekaboo, I see you." Try repeating the movement and words a few times. Then wait until your child does something to tell you to do it again. It won't take long before he smiles and vocalizes. So Big is a fun game for babies who can sit up by themselves. Gently stretch your infant's arms above his head while saying, "How big is Stevie? He is so, so big. Someone's gonna get you. Here comes a pig." The game ends with you saying, "Oink, oink," and kissing your baby's tummy or neck. If your infant lifts his arms after playing this game a few times, it means that he's trying to start the game himself. A look at one more baby game. 5-month-old Scotty and his mom play many different games. He has learned to make sounds to tell his mom to let the games begin. Scotty especially likes riding on his mom's lap. His mom puts him in a sitting position, propped against her knee, facing her while holding his hands. She bounces him up and down while saying, "Ride a horse, ride a horse." Scotty goes around, "Not too fast, not too fast," or Scotty falls down. She pretends to have him crash. He looks at his mom and makes all kinds of sounds to get her to play the game again. How does Scotty's mom know the practice worked? She asked herself these questions. Does he try to start or continue a game? Does he smile or laugh when playing a game? Does he vocalize to express delight? If Scotty's mom answered yes to any of these questions, she knew she had provided him with a fun and interesting literacy-rich home experience. We hope you enjoyed Baby's First Games. To find out more about this and many other cell practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.